We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, we have 12 more days left of this decade. The decade of all those great Piston playoff wins.
There's always the classic debate over right when something actually ends.
Yes.
Because remember when the Y2K happened, everyone said it's actually not the end of the century. But whatever.
So the decade is 2010 to 2019. So we've had great Piston playoff wins. None. We've had Tigers had a really good run. Obviously, they didn't win the World Series, but at least they went to one. We saw the beginning of the Red Wings' decline, so to speak. The Lions are the Lions, and. That's what we have
here. The Lions made the playoffs three times.
That's true. That's a good point. We had some interesting college performances. Michigan State had a nice little deal with the college football playoff, right?
Yep. Michigan played the national championship game twice
in basketball. That hasn't been all bad. The last few years have been horrible. So we want to ask 248-539-9797. Yes.
As Greg pointed out, they almost beat Kansas City, the Lions.
That's right. 248-539-9797-971-36 the ticket text. What is the most significant sports moment of this decade?
Moment.
I've got one really quick, guys. I think it's easy. It's the second half of the Penn State game.
or halftime.
Yes.
Halftime of the Penn State game. The most significant moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Event, whatever word you want to use.
There's some huge.
Here's mine, and mine is...
I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
I think.
Mine's a downer.
Yeah, I know what yours is then.
Okay. Mine's the death of Mike Ilitch.
Oh, wow. I was not going to say that.
Because if Mike Ilitch was still alive, I believe the Tigers would be a hell of a lot better than they are now, and I believe the Red Wings would as well.
Especially the Tigers. I don't. I think it's at a certain point, even the most non-spendthrift owners, generous owners, they come to a point in time where they go, okay, well, the writing's on the wall.
I don't think Mike Ilitch would have given Al Avila a second contract.
Okay. Well, I would tend to agree with that. But the one I thought you were going to say was the Big Papi Grand Slam.
Oh, right.
Okay, because if that doesn't happen,
yeah.
You could argue that the Tigers win the World Series in 2013.
That's a good one.
And then the other one, honestly.
I thought about that too.
If JT Barrett is stopped short of the fourth down line,
right.
Which some believe that he was, then can you imagine sports talk radio over the last 3 years would be totally different?
Oh, yeah.
Because Michigan would not only have a Big Ten champion or a division championship, probably a Big Ten championship, and probably a playoff berth. Can we go that far to say all those things might have happened?
Or correct.
Chances are better than 50% that they would have happened had the call been called differently than it was.
Right.
Bitterly disappointed.
Yeah, and Jim Harbaugh was bitterly disappointed in the aftermath of that.
I don't know how much differently we'd look at Michigan if they ended up going to the playoff and showed up like Ohio State did that year and not. Didn't they get shut out by Clemson?
Yeah, it's 31-0.
I mean, basically, you could say Michigan would be like Michigan State with their playoff appearance.
Yeah, but it would at least...
It would soften the blow, trust me.
You'd have a win against Ohio State, a great Ohio State team. You'd have a trip to Indy. You know, there's a lot of the questions that have dogged Harbaugh, which will continue to dog him for the next offseason.
Those boxes would have been crossed off, been checked.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt it's worthy. No doubt. I mean, you could say the hiring of Urban Meyer at Ohio State.
Right.
I think it's easy. I think it's the flag pickup in Dallas.
But you're one of those people that argues that they had plenty of opportunities to win that
game.
Well,
I think Matthew Stafford could have changed his legacy forever had he driven the ball down the field with 2 minutes to go after they fell behind, you know, to overcome it. But I do believe they win that game if that doesn't happen. And I think the NFC was for the taking that year.
I know, but they're the Lions. And if you, well, I'm just saying, like, so they win.
I'm talking about a Lions playoff win here.
Well, I understand I agree with you, but that wouldn't necessarily have led to two more. That same postseason, because that would have meant going to Seattle and then probably going to Green Bay?
Yeah, but that Seattle team was not as good as the year before when they won it. Remember, they trailed against Green Bay 16-0 or whatever in the NFC Championship game. And Green Bay, I thought a third time getting a chance to play them with that defense. They had a defense. They had a top-five defense. Mm-hmm. I think that team, you know, maybe get that one win and your house money. That's how the Cardinals did it that year. They made it to the Super Bowl.
And you know what? And if they win that game, Jim Caldwell might still be the coach of the Detroit Lions.
Actually, yeah. I mean, 248, this is a great topic. 248-539-9797. What's the most significant moment in this decade? There's a couple we haven't. I mean, look, it was inevitable, but the retirement of Nicholas Lidstrom, I mean, it's not like he could still be playing, although he's one of those guys you feel like he still could be playing, actually.
Right.
But, I mean, that changed everything for the Red Wings. But it had to happen. There was no way for it to continue forever. Just, you know, time waits for no one, Stoney.
Exactly.
Jed in Brownstown, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jed.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. So I do think the question kind of has, like, it depends on what fan you are. But I immediately thought about Galarraga losing the perfect game. I felt like that was something pretty significant for the decade of sports. So that was the one that popped in my head. If you're depending on what fan you are of the sports that we have in this area, you could probably pick so many of them, but that immediately popped in my head.
Yeah, that was June 2nd, 2010. So you just got in under the wire.
I just got in.
It was obviously a significant moment. It's I do think it led to replay, but if they correctly called that, it would be an anomaly game in the history of the Detroit Tigers. In some ways, I think it would get less attention.
Oh, yeah, it would have gotten less attention if we got the perfect game, because we still wouldn't be. If we said what is the greatest moment of the decade, somebody might say the perfect game, but I think it's gotten overblown because the ramifications locally were really not great. I mean, it was for him.
Oh, for him.
But other than that, I mean, the Tigers still won the baseball game.
But I guarantee you more people know his name than if he had gotten the perfect game. He wrote a book.
I know.
No one's buying Armando Galarraga's book. Yeah, he got a car. I mean, his career went on to be rather unremarkable from that point forward, and it would have been exactly the same.
An argument for this, that Galarraga play, would be that it has its own wiki page. The Armando Galarraga perfect game. Like, do any of these other moments have its own wiki page? I don't think the Lions flag pickup does.
I doubt it does, yeah.
Ticket text. Best event or moment was Miguel Cabrera's Triple Crown.
The best event. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again.
What was the moment?
The moment was when he came out of the game
in Kansas City.
And he's got the standing ovation from the crowd. And it was like, he just won the Triple Crown.
And we're saying the most significant, Jordan Poole's three-pointer. Very significant.
That was very significant. Now, if that doesn't happen, they lose to Houston.
Right.
And they don't go to the national championship game.
Correct.
What about Michigan State beating Duke last year?
Significant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, also, it fell one level short of Michigan, but that was a significant moment. You could say the Goins three or just inbounding the ball to Cassius at the end.
Well, speaking of Michigan State, different sport, trouble with the snap.
Okay, trouble with the snap I thought about as well, because it's just such an epic moment. The trouble with the snap, the text says, what should have been the beginning of the Harbaugh era of dominance, but instead it has haunted him, in my opinion. I don't think it's haunted
him.
No,
I think the previous one has haunted him more. What we talked about was the Ohio State bitterly disappointed. Yes, no doubt.
Now, if trouble with the snap doesn't happen, am I wrong on this? That was the year Michigan State went to the playoff.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen. But it also then led to the Ohio State game, which was, I would almost argue, the kick was... Was that more? I mean, because the Ohio State win for D'Antonio, he's the only coach in that era to beat Urban Meyer more than once. He did it without his starting quarterback
on the road.
On the road in Columbus. I mean, you talk about wins that make the man, and he's had plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Little Giants, et cetera. Little Giants was 2010.
That's true. Well, it's interesting because trouble with the snap led to what you just talked about, which also led to this. The 2015 Cotton Bowl against Alabama. That single-handedly changed the direction of Michigan State football for the rest of the decade, and not for the better. Go Green. Justin calling from texting from Texas. So he's saying it was significant because they got their ass kicked 38-0, and the program has not been the same since.
I think that's a little too simplistic in my mind. I wouldn't say that game single-handedly, because if some horrible scandal had happened in that game and shaken up the coaching staff, or they've been put on probation as a result of something that happened that game, they just haven't been as good since then.
Well, that led to the 2016 recruiting class, which everybody thought was going to be really good and ended up, you know.
Not being very good.
Right.
And maybe
problematic.
And maybe he changed his recruiting style or altered, you know, Malik McDowell type players as opposed to the hard grinding, you know, two stars that become four stars, whatever. Another ticket text. Steve Eisenman becoming the general manager of the Red Wings. I knew it would be late in the decade, but you can already see him making moves that Holland never would have thought of.
It's possible, yeah.
You've also seen him make a lot of moves that Ken Holland would have made and gotten ripped for. I mean,
right. The draft choice. Well, the draft choice. Mo Sider, who, from what I understand, is playing great.
When they brought back Philpula, I mean, yes. You know, he did some things that if Ken Holland had done, we would have roasted him for.
Yes.
Let's go to John in Livonia on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so I want to say that my moment for the decade was the Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary. It was just so unbelievable. I've never seen a play quite like that. And, it was, of course, the Lions ended on the short end of the stick there. But that would be my moment.
And the fact that they, you know, the play happened twice, really, because there was a penalty on the first attempt.
Yeah, I would agree. And then also, we didn't have Calvin Johnson in the end zone, which... Again, I thought that was one of the big misses from Caldwell's standpoint. But, yeah, I just thought, you know, that just kind of summed up the decade for the Lions. You know, play very well, get close, and then it just doesn't happen.
What was a worse coaching decision? Not having Calvin Johnson in the end zone on that Hail Mary, or Belichick having Rob Gronkowski out on the one against Miami last year that they scored on that crazy play?
I don't remember that play as vividly as I remember the Lions play.
It was like a multi-pass Kenyon Drake ran.
I'd say the answer is C, having Ziggy Ansah on or about the 30-yard line for just no reason whatsoever. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.